Coming, mate. Got it?
Yeah.
Yo. What's up?
Welcome back.
We're back.
We are live, late night.
Is
on
late
the regular.
Night.
Late post.
Late post.
I'm still finishing this. I've been eating a mature banana over here. He's eating dinner over there. I pray to God the mic doesn't pick up much eating sounds, because I know some people melt like candle wax figures when they hear eating sounds and they die. So... I'm over here just trying to...
I'm eating as far away from the mic as I physically can.
Yeah. It's also crunchy. Crunchy toasty. We have had... So we have... Oh, I just made an eating sound. Oh, 1 second. All right. It has been a hectic couple of weeks that we haven't been on. We've had like 2 parties. If you want to get into like...
Three.
I had my 21st. Yippee. I'm old. I can legally be shot by a hunter.
I got the rifle.
Like, yeah, he has the rifle. And we went to a joint 18th out on the property. And it was our friend's cousins. But we're close with them. Brother?
One of them is his brother.
One of them is his brother, one's his cousin. And we're good close mates with them. But, like, we also had Julian's 18th out there when he turned 18. And we were also... I was 18. Mm. And we went harder than they did. I was looking after a couple of them because I knew some of them very, very vaguely from when I was their senior at school. And I had to look after, like, 2 of them. I had to feed them water. they were like calves, and I was shepherd man. I was feeding them water, and I was... Yeah, it was nice. I felt like an adult, and I hated feeling like that. But it was still nice.
Some of them were struggling in the
Some
paint.
Of them were 3 beers.
Yeah.
Man looked like he was on things other than alcohol.
Yeah,
it looked like some pills.
He looked like he was on the caps.
He was tweaking out. I don't think... Was his first time drinking?
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, it was a lovely night. It was probably one of the best nights I've woken up out of that property... In terms of my head,
yeah,
not feeling like it got like cut up and rearranged.
It is the best I've felt.
Yeah, and some new music came out. Has your phone been playing music the whole time?
No, it's next door.
Oh, okay. Really? Wow. Yeah, I'll hard transition into it because I don't know how much of it I've kind of been busy recently. I haven't been listening to a lot of music, but Chance the Rapper dropped a single for his upcoming album.
Yep.
Could not tell you what it was called. I liked it. He looks hungry again. And it had a... Did you just do that? Dude moved over to shut the window and then he's gassing me. Oh! That is foul. Anyway, it's like him in an empty ass looking mansion. He chops up the flows. He changes flows midway through. He's got some nice syllabic... Fuck you! Anyway, I know a lot of people talk about Chance the Rapper's kind of like disappearance off the planet Earth.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to this album. The concept of it, the singles I have heard, I'm looking forward to it.
I can't smell it anymore.
Can't. You dealt it. Of course you can't.
No, but can you smell it still?
I'm not testing. I don't want any more of it. I'm not... You prick. Thank God we're not in a real studio, or else this smell wouldn't go away. If we were in an actual studio, it is just a hot box, and we're stuck.
I'm just a hot box at the studio.
Okay. For the new DJ Mustard producer album that's coming out, The Life of a Mustard Seed, I think it's called.
Damn.
The Travis Scott one, Parking Lot, came out.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out. I like it. I mean... Travis just does his thing. He doesn't really he doesn't break the ground on this one, but
Travis does Travis.
It was a nice boppy little tune. And if there's anything else that came out recently, I think I might be forgetting it, but that is the music section. I was told again because one of my uncles came into contact with me. I don't know how we found it. I don't know how we found the podcast. This is like a guy who worked in the Navy. He's a very eccentric guy. He like birthday presents, he'd send me drones and like Apple Watches. And
that's
just second, yeah, right.
That's
and he's cool. He also he's the Maya gift card. He's the guy. I love him. I think I've met him from memory like 3 or 4 times, but every time I unforgettable moments. His house is sick too. I don't want to sound like I'm only focusing on materialistic things. He is a really cool guy. He's Uncle Teaspoon. He's the goat. And
that is a crazy name.
He has a teaspoon collection.
Oh.
My sister gave him that name. Yep.
Okay, yeah, no, that makes sense.
What was it? Yeah, he gave me tips. He was like, I've been loving the pod. Would you like some tips? And he sent me, you know the two old guys? Oh, I talked to you. I showed you. Yeah, and I listened to it a bit, and I'm like, it is just like the comedy section. It's the sports section of the radio. Because they are radio guys, I'm pretty sure.
Mm.
And it sounds good. And they also have a lot more topics to talk about. Because it's like it's the weekly sport report. Right. And they cover all of the shit. They cover the racing, the footy, and whatever really piques their interest that week. But they have a lot more to talk about than us. Ryan's eating. He's trying to catch up.
Yeah. I'm trying to be involved.
But I hope the sounds aren't annoying. Well, I know I have to fly a bit while you're cooking.
I'm also definitely hungry.
I need to fly the plane while you're eating.
I'm cooking right now.
Yeah.
I'm cooking up
something. I have one more mature banana sitting there, but I can't eat it because bananas are too wet.
It now just smells of banana in here.
I hope you don't mind that.
I don't mind, but it reminded me of when you'd have banana in your lunchbox and the essence of banana was on everything else.
Yeah, and it also ripens a lot faster in a lunchbox too. Yeah. Like, you'll put it in yellow and it'll look a lot more brown when you put But like, Ben, I don't know if I've talked about Ben's banana phobia. What is the term for banana phobia? Because he used to like bananas, and when he was really young, he left banana behind a couch, turned black, can't stand him. He's like, I love them, which is so sad. I'll just carry them with me. I bring two to work every.
I like bananas, but I don't fuck with banana bread.
Really?
I kind of do, but I'm
press no on that.
But I'm just very much like meh.
Really?
I don't care.
Do you like carrot cake?
No.
Do you like raisin toast?
Mm.
No?
Mm.
Raisin toast is interesting. You know how the only thing you can put on it is butter or like maybe cream cheese?
Or cinnamon sugar.
I remember out at Tinaroo, I hit a Vegemite on the raisin toast.
Oh.
Bro, I got dead into it and I was like, I don't care. It's like salted caramel, but very different.
Very, very different. Well, that Cadbury Vegemite chocolate just tasted like salted caramel.
Yeah, so I don't feel too far off then.
Huh.
It brings it a little closer.
I don't think fruit should be hot.
I'm thinking. Pineapple? At a Brazilian restaurant? You know, they cook it with the cinnamon?
I'll just eat raw pineapple. I don't fuck with
it. And you don't fuck with Hawaiian pizza then, by extension?
Not really.
What other fruits? I can understand why. Because they're meant to be like cold, sweet.
Yeah, I just don't fuck with cooked fruit. I don't know why.
You fuck with honeydew? That shit tastes like soap.
I don't think I've ever had honeydew.
The green one?
Yeah, no, I've never had it. I hate rock melon.
Cantaloupe? Oh, is rock melon the same? The orange one?
Mm.
That one's shit.
I hate it.
The only good melon, smells. I think, is watermelon. Those are the three I've had. I haven't had the weird bitter Japanese melon. I'll get to try it when we go.
What's it called?
The actual name of it.
Is it the spiky one?
I think so. But there's a lot of variety about them.
There's a rammer skin.
I think he's meant to be a durian. Oh no, he is meant to be a. Speaking of League of Legends, this is a can of worms. But I almost feel bad about talking about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is a guy who his full-time job is to stream League of Legends, and he's really good at playing jungle.
I mean, he's gone really popular in like the past.
He's gone very popular. He is very emotive. He's very loud. He also talks about very he
says some crazy
things. He says some really crazy shit. That's a better way to say it. And
more for the shock value, not belief in it.
Yes.
Hmm.
But he plays the character so well. Because he has a partner, and he did have a partner, and they broke up, and he wrote a long thing on Twitter about it and why, and it was like he couldn't commit to the relationship because first and foremost is the game League of Legends,
which is,
and he felt guilty that she was putting in more effort to it than him, and he's just like, I'm not ready for a relationship.
Which is a mature way to look at it, but also...
It is also picking League of Legends over... League of Legends, yeah. Someone he seemed very happy with.
Yeah.
From everything he was putting out onto the internet.
And every time they seemed to be together, they seemed very happy.
They seemed... Yeah. And...
And it was a big thing when he got a girlfriend.
It was a big thing because no one could believe it.
Yeah.
He's also like... He goes to the gym.
Yeah, he's pretty ripped.
He's pretty fit. And he's just wired to do gym and love League of Legends.
Yeah.
I don't think he likes it. I think he hates it.
But it's like,
he's like cursed with the skill.
But it makes so much money.
It makes him so much money. But he could honestly stream just about anything.
But he's always beefing with other League people on Twitter.
I mean, that's pretty normal for people like that.
Which is normal for...
With like egotistical chungus.
Yeah, but he's always, because he's hosted a few like friendly tournaments and there's always been, not controversy, just people bitching about it.
Bananaphobia is just bananaphobia.
Just bananaphobia?
Yeah. No funny name.
And then, yeah, he put on Twitter that they broke up.
Yeah.
And then his
partner went on stream and, like, talked about it. I don't think the best way to have handled it.
But they both seemed very just, like, it's sad that we've broken up, but...
But they did. And they'd come to that together.
Yep.
And then out of left field...
Out of nowhere, so...
Comes another person who plays jungle.
a backstory, these two streamers
don't fuck with each other.
I'm pretty sure had gone to Brazil as a group and done like a big competition in Brazil.
Yeah,
like a streamer tournament.
Yeah.
And we can say the names, we're always skipping around the names.
Yeah, Tarzan and Dantes.
And they've been ever since that trip they've been beefing.
Yeah, they don't.
Well, they would beef before, but it's gone a lot worse.
Yes.
And then
Tarzan goes on and he pulls Tarzan up old streams. DMs,
yeah,
from a while ago of Dantes talking recklessly about women,
yeah,
and how he's seeing multiple at the same time,
yeah.
And then, it's like it's old before he's gotten into a relationship.
And then he dropped a big bombshell that his girlfriend had gotten
Dantes'
abortion.
Partner, yeah,
yeah, it's Dantes' ex-partner,
and she flew to Germany alone to get it,
and.
While he stayed home and played League of Legends.
And she had been apparently like, oh... And she's also said, oh, I told him to stay and...
Yes.
Because it was an important
stream.
But
he's just like... He's doing shit politicians do.
Yeah.
He's just pulling out shit.
It was... And then it's also come out today that she had said a while ago that she got an abortion, but she said it was years ago because she didn't want to talk about it.
She didn't want to make it his problem. Yeah.
She wanted to keep that as like their thing, which is completely...
I just realized this is a pretty heavy topic to get into at the 12-minute mark.
Which is crazy, because every time I open up Twitter, either Dantes, Tarzan, or another League creator has written just a huge college essay.
It's just like...
And it's like every League streamer.
Is anyone siding with Tarzan at all?
I've seen people siding with Tarzan.
Really?
Yeah, well, just like little fucking gremlins in the comments.
Okay, I mean like
but
big people in the community.
But then there's creators who I think... Who just beef with Dantes, I think maybe just out of jealousy.
But it's also just like...
And creators Dantes has beef with before, they're like, yeah.
This is fucked up.
But they're all saying like, oh, you're leaving your girl for League, how sad.
That's the obvious take.
And it's like, I'm like, that doesn't matter at this point.
He's already made the decision. It's already happened.
Now Tarzan is saying, oh, but she's already said it in the stream before, so it's okay for me to say it. And it's like, no, you've gone into and streamed to tens of thousands of people.
Mm.
Knowing you're spreading this information for the first time.
Yeah.
And it is just such a... I feel bad most for the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because she is really...
She has a tattoo of his name on her, like, collarbone.
She is, like, the most innocent party in this.
Yeah.
And she's the one that's
Because she
suffering.
Didn't do anything wrong.
No. She loved someone. They broke up. She sadly had to have an abortion. Like, it's...
Not in that order. But
not in that order, sorry.
Yeah, the abortion was a while ago. But anyway.
But I saw, sorry, I'm gonna...
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Another streamer who's, I quite like it, Nihil.
Oh, Nihil was cool.
He did a big... Well, he's been
he did a
like,
chat, he did a Papa chat.
But he talked in this real thing, like he's been posting the past couple days about it because he knows Dantes.
I've been seeing it on Twitter and just closing. Normally there's fun stuff on my Twitter.
Yeah.
And I don't really want to see it. I've seen
but,
the fruit. I don't want to see everyone's reaction to eating it. I don't.
Yeah. He said this thing is he's because he's been in Korea and he went to Lowell Park, and he said, "Oh, it was like one of the first times in outside of his country where he's been recognized, and he's had lots of people come up to him and be like, oh, you're Nihil." And he had this 15-year-old boy from like America recognize him, and he took photos with him, and he was like, "Oh, it was a very like sweet and very it was a core memory."
Yeah, that sounds cool
for Nihil. And then he was talking about how sad it is for this 15-year-old kid, because he's part of this community, is going to see this stuff.
And see people talking about
it. See some horrific stuff, which is like, yeah, you're going to see it at some point, but also, yeah, you feel bad for the kid.
Yeah.
Where it's almost marred.
Yeah.
You're seeing it, because at the moment, the past 12 months, there have been so many creators with fucked up shit coming out.
It's like, it's not even like localized to Smash and Minecraft.
No.
it's moved been, out to a lot of things.
I swear every 3 months I open up Twitter, there's a PDF file. not a pedophile.
No, a PDF. Well, a PDF file of...
A PDF file of someone.
Being bad.
Bad, yeah. And it's
preying on children. And it's so weird. It's crazy. What is the... There needs to be a scientific paper written about this.
It is a crazy.
there needs to be research into this so it stops, because it's bad. I don't know if it's a loneliness. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
It's because it's their audience and it's a power thing they're accessible. It's fucking
like it's probably
stupid.
People. Like it sounds bad. It sounds like I'm just shitting on people who play video games. It's probably people who've
no, not it been isn't in a people who play video games. Before. Yeah, it's bad people who play video games.
Yeah. Who haven't felt powerful. Now that they've got people who look up to them, like worship them in a way.
They can't get with people there, right? There's a dog.
There is a dog. It's my
dog. I will handle... It's yours?
Yeah, that's my dog.
I will not handle it. Your dogs are scary. The neighbor's one isn't.
They've got another dog that's usually not around the side. That's.
I remember. He interrupted us a couple episodes ago.
Big dog.
Anyway, there is a vase in your room. That is reminding me of the bottle of cider we saw at the bottle.
Oh, that bottle of cider.
I was so close to... It was like...
This was something out of like a cartoon.
It looked like it was in one of those big old maple syrup bottles.
Yeah, it was like the big 2 liter.
But it was 2 liters of apple cider.
It had that little glass hoop on the neck.
It had a glass hoop on the neck. And it was $20. And for 13 standards, I was like, I'd rather just get the 10-pack of Somersby.
Yeah, for $20.
Just to get more drunk efficiently. But I just wanted the bottle just to...
Yeah.
Just the bottle. And an attendant came and was like, hey, you need any help? And they had a big smile on their face. And we're all just like admiring this bottle on the top shelf.
We were all just looking at this bottle like, oh
my God.
Like,
no, we're just having a look.
Yeah, just looking at this bottle. It was so demoralizing going into that Dan Murphy's on that Saturday from drinking the night before and then just going into a Dan Murphy's the next day.
Going back into the devil's fucking.
It just felt bad. Like, I felt like a bad person.
Going back to the devil's office.
Yeah, I was like. And the entire drive up, I'm like, man, what if I don't drink? And then I got there and then I drank.
You say this, it's like you sitting there being like, man, what if I don't drink? And I'm looking at the graveyard of bottles
aren't all me.
No, I know, but it's as a decoration and you say it's really... There's a prime bottle up there.
Yeah, I don't like that being up there.
It doesn't fit in with everything else. Not because it's not alcoholic.
It's also just prime.
Yeah, and it sticks out like a sore thumb because it's American colored. There's Americans in this house. You farted again.
No, they're not here at the moment. Well, they're not. They're not like they'll be back.
I can see them.
Not today. Oh. They're not back today.
Oh wait, they gone like to go see something in a different place? Okay, because Ryan is like hiding me, like the baby that's like been covered in paint.
Or it's like I'm sneaking a girl in and out of the house.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm behind doors. People are walking into the room and shit. He doesn't want me to meet the Americans. I was hoping the Americans would be a bit younger and closer to my age. They're not.
Nah.
They're older relatives.
Yeah.
So any conversation I could have dreamed of having...
Why are you trying to beef with my cousins?
What?
Sounds like you're trying to beef with my cousins.
No, I just want to learn. It's a learning experience. Because I don't meet Americans often. When I do, they're complete strangers. These people are also complete strangers to me, but there's a Venn diagram link connection.
Fair enough.
You're my friend. Like, if a tourist comes up, I can tell when an American is talking to me, because their fucking weird mouths make those weird sounds. I don't know. I feel the American accent is, like, theatrical. There's a lot of emphasis on a lot of different syllables that are just
kind
of ignored.
It comes from, like, the back.
It sounds like they're trying to be news anchors all the time.
Well, I feel that Australians speak very on the front of the mouth.
Oh, I yeah.
Like on the front of the tongue, like just at our teeth. But Americans. Oh.
Is it lazier to talk from the front than the? I can't. I don't even want to try to do it because I might accidentally make the sound that they make, and my ears might pop.
He might freak out.
Yeah,
but like a dog when it sees its own tail.
As negative as it sounds, I just want to learn about an American's. I want to learn about the American life, not from the like all the albums I listen to from American rappers, or just from like some fucked up negative opinion. I just want to talk to an American.
He just wants to talk to Americans.
Yeah, it could be a podcast.
Someone get this guy an American to talk to.
I like. We were driving, you, me, and Ben, and we were just having fat chats. And I was like, boy, this is a podcast.
Yeah.
Then you guys are like, it's a conversation. I'm like, no, no, no.
this is a podcast.
It's a podcast, not a conversation.
I had a very fun drive up and back.
Yeah. Like, we podcast every day, but we just don't always record.
No. We do podcast every day.
Yeah. I run great ideas. Like trains into Ryan's ears and they always crash.
Yeah.
I just say crazy shit and it's always fun to me.
I can feel the monkey clapping the cymbals in my skull.
Yeah. I paint MC Escher's with my fucking mouth. Write that shit down. You know what I mean?
I'm not wrong that,
dude. MC Escher, Berserk Hell was inspired by MC Escher paintings. Like the stairways and all the fucked up. Yeah. He did a lot of good shit. I want to buy one, but they're expensive.
Yeah.
It'd be like trying to buy a Mona Lisa, but it's like actually a good painting. Oh shit! The Mona Lisa is a bad painting.
Oh, I thought you just like remembered something, but you're just like, oh shit, I roasted the Mona Lisa.
I have a lot of energy.
You do.
You look very like. I just went on like an 8K run.
I woke up like half an hour ago.
Yeah, and then I come in and it's the graveyard. Your room is a graveyard. Yeah. You've got the Elden Ring at like a loading point. I'm like, oh, he's fucking died.
It's very topical at the moment. The DLC came out.
Yes.
And I played like 5 minutes yesterday, and I've been able to properly play it today. I killed the first boss. That took a bit. The big dancing lion.
Did I don't play the game. But Ben showed me and gave me a little lore breakdown of, like, the gatekeeper to enter the new content, the new game. Yeah. And he's, like, a pedophile. And he's ancient. He's really old. And
he is really old. But I think also...
Trigger warning. I said the word.
They also think the person that is stolen, Mikola.
Yeah, he kidnapped a person. Is
called Kylie Mikola, and they can change someone's... They can make someone just love them and worship them.
The child can.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I've got no idea, but
so they can.
This guy Moog stole Mikola from his egg.
Okay.
And has had him, and I don't know what. I don't know if Moog. I think Moog was trying to marry him or something.
I think Ben said he was obsessed with the kid.
He was obsessed because it's like the Fred rotting arm is coming out of the egg, and Moog comes up and like kisses it and is like, "Fairest Mikola." And then he fights you.
Wow. Does he make people fall in love with him on purpose, or is it just an AoE effect?
I think on purpose most of the time. I think he's been taken there because he's trying to get into the Shadowlands, which is where the DLC is. So and that's where Mikola is,
Is the DLC there's like a new big corruption of evil that has appeared? I don't know much about the story. So I just know it's like, very in-depth and good.
It's in the shadow world of Elden Ring. It's in like the shadow.
Yeah, it's in the Upside Down.
Yeah, and it's basically where there's a guy called Mesimir.
Someone was fighting them. I saw.
And Miles.
Yeah.
He
looks cool.
He's one of. I could get this so wrong, and I could. Marika's children, I think, and he's gone into the shadow, and he's fucked shit up. He's gone and just killed, like all the demigods that were there.
Mm. The ones that you already knew from the main story.
Yeah, has just murdered. Everyone, and then, like, I think Mikola's gone in there to stop him, and Mikola's, like, casted his body away.
That's why he's in an egg.
No, that's not... He's not in the egg. Well, that's, like, not...
Is the egg an egg, or is it, like, a...
It's like an egg.
It's an actual egg. Okay.
Well, it looks more like, It is an egg, but it looks like a...
I thought you could have been using the word egg as, like...
Looks like a mothball.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, I've had a lot of fun. The second boss I'm on, I'm not having a lot of fun against. Because going from like the end of the game, where you're strong, to getting basically with all my power.
Oh, you don't start all your shit again. Or do you start again?
No, I don't start all my shit again.
You still have your shit. Everything's just really strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I'm
do you run a full strength build?
No, I'm not.
Do any of them run a full strength build? I know that's the respectable way and the hardest way to play. Because magic is for, I don't know.
Miles might.
Perhaps. It did look like it when I was watching, but I also don't know what the magic is.
I like a strength build, but I'm just, at the moment, I'm so sick of where I'm stuck. I've gone just into, people listen to this will understand, I've gone Rivers of Blood with Mimic Tear, and I feel filthy.
Mm.
I feel like a filthy human being.
Also, I was like, if we talk about Elden Ring, some people might not, like, that might alienate some people. A lot of people fuck with Elden Ring. Ben just kept showing me an Instagram reel of some, like, country ass motherfucker being like, I want to play Elden Ring, but I gotta go to dinner.
Bro, it's insane. Because it was big when it came out.
Yeah.
But after, Kai Cenat streaming it.
You know how it would be even bigger?
It's gotten huge.
If they did the Wii Sports shit and it shipped with every new console of PS5.
That would have been insane.
It would be bigger, and then the DLC would be where they make all the money off of it. I know that's not a very good... It's like... It's putting a lot of eggs in one basket, maybe, for the business side of it, but...
This DLC, if DLCs could win Game of the Year, I think it definitely would.
Can it not?
Can they?
Fucking thing.
I don't know if can DLCs win Game of the Year?
I don't know. I feel like the Game of the Year awards are really funny and silly to me.
Yeah.
Because it is just a big marketing event, which is fine, but like... I don't know. There was some... I don't even remember enough to know about it, but there were some, like, bad awards that were, like... It was, like, clearly given out to just the game that didn't deserve... whatever. Some nerd shit. Can a DLC win Game of the Year? If it adds enough, new stuff, I feel like it should. Like, if the DLC is just, like, cosmetics and an extra level, it shouldn't even be able to be nominated, but...
We can't make this up.
What? You can?
18 minutes ago, Tarzan tweeted.
Oh. Yeah, what did he say?
An apology.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's the only thing I would hope he would fucking do. No, if he's apologizing, that means the streets don't fuck with what he did.
No, yeah, so apparently he's like, yeah, I feel bad, but when my family are being dragged into it,
then what I guess family?
His family, like his parents and like...
Oh, wait, he's not even backing down for the...
No, he's saying sorry that he's dragged another person into this.
No, but he's not doing it for the... Like, I understand apologizing because everyone's getting mad at you really bad, but he should have apologized for even saying it at all and just being a toxic person. You know the spotlight?
Yeah.
Right? He had the opposite. He had a dark spot. He had like a dark light and he just shined it into the... Evil, evil shit. I don't... It's like, what did he fucking expect for everything? What did he expect to happen?
And then Chris from Mr. Beast is beefing with Sneeko.
And Nick Merckx.
And Nick Merckx.
I saw that.
I'm sorry, I need to look
at... their name's Ava.
Ava, sorry, yes.
Ben was showing me that, and it was a picture of Nick Merckx and a picture of Ava, Chris... And I was just like, cool, Ben, I don't care.
Yeah. People like, oh, he...
It was just someone attacking them for becoming transgender.
They're like, oh, they've left their son. And yeah, it's like,
the classic thing that everyone who has gone after them has said.
I think the mother is doing quite well.
Who?
The mother.
Yeah.
Of their son.
The kid is still... Yeah, and the kid still hangs out with...
Yeah, the kid's still got a parent.
Dude, that was a...
It's not like the parents passed away and just fucked off.
Yeah. I mean, some people are seeing it like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
There was some crazy shit. Someone was like, I saw some, this reminds me of this. I hate that I remember it, but it was a TikTok I was shown of someone being like, the age of consent is 21, so why can a 5-year-old pick their gender? I was just like, whoa.
Whoa. Well, DLCs can win Game of the Year.
DLCs can win in Game of the Year?
Yeah, I was wrong.
Fuck.
I'll see Shadow of the Erdtree and Destiny 2 fucking Final Shape go bad for bad and I'm going to cry.
Ooh.
Because I know exactly who's going to win, but I feel in my heart I would love to see. But it won't. And if it's going against fucking Shadow of the Erdtree, it shouldn't.
Is that what it's called?
And the music... Music's gone another level. The music's beautiful.
I'd always hear it. There was a guy at my work who is he's a gamer.
He's a gamer?
He's a fucking gamer. And
I work with some gamers.
He will, not like this guy.
he
will talk to me, he's like, so what are you playing? I was like, I don't really play much, but Switch, cool. CSGO, cool.
And then he spat on you?
And then, well, he was like, oh, I play more like COD and stuff like that.
Oh, that
and
gamer.
He plays like, no, but he also plays like Guilty Gear Strive.
I've been playing Guilty Gear Strive.
Yeah? I should re-download it.
I'm just so fucking mad.
Oh, well, if we played each other, would you be as mad? I still think we should play Melee together, because it's not that expensive to get into, as you're imagining.
Yeah, but I just look at it and I don't...
It's too fast?
No, I just don't have the... It just doesn't appeal to me.
I showed it to Julian. The Brawlhalla fan, he's like, wait, this is so cool. Because it's like really fast-paced gameplay. Because that's what he likes about Brawlhalla. And he's like, why did they make all the other ones after this really slow? And it's like...
I don't fuck with Ultimate.
Yeah, but the problems of Ultimate aren't a thing in Melee.
Yeah.
Or do you just not like that style of fighting game? I was like...
I probably haven't played enough of them to...
Yeah. Because I was sitting there and I was like, I don't know why they made all the other games slow. Maybe it didn't appeal to, like, the casual player base. And then I was like, wait, people of everyone loved this game.
Yeah.
Casual and competitive. I don't know.
Melee is still, like...
Melee is still thriving.
If people talk about Smash competitive, it's usually Melee.
Yeah, and if it's the new one, it's, like, lame.
And people kind of laugh.
And I've played a lot of Ultimate.
I've played little to no Ultimate.
The pro games are so lame.
Everyone
plays Minecraft Steve.
Yeah.
Because he's the strongest. Stupidly, he's the strongest, and there's no more updates, so he will forever be the strongest, and it's so stupid.
I've only ever played it, at parties.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just...
And I'm not going to buy it because it's fucking full price.
So. It is full price. But, Melee, Nintendo, close your ears, is free to play.
Yeah.
Not counting, you need to buy a controller. That's pretty much it.
Nintendo doesn't hear this right now. It's just, a buzz.
Yeah, yeah. The Blippi website... Blippi. But it's Blippi, but the software is Slippy. It's a frog. It's like, by the way, go get a CD burner and burn a CD disc onto your computer.
How quickly do you think we would be killed if we were the reason Nintendo got rid of Slippy?
I don't think they can.
But imagine for some reason it's us, we're the reason.
I don't think
we would be shot on the spot.
There's nothing they can do to get rid of Slippy.
If it did happen.
I don't think we'd be killed.
I think the Melee fans would be up in arms.
I told Nintendo to close their ears.
This is...
Do you want me to say an actual time of when? It'll be when we go to Japan.
Yeah.
Because, I can't picture an Australian Smash player killing me. No, I can't.
Maybe we just go to a Smash Major.
Oh, then we will.
One in Australia.
Because it'll... Oh, I don't think they do Majors.
They do.
No. Yeah, Major. I think Super Majors are all... Or whatever the next one up is all in America, I think. Maybe not. Because they have some in Europe. No, I'm just wrong. It can be anywhere.
Yeah. We don't know enough.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, get your CD and burn it onto an ISO file or whatever the disk ROM... thing is, they're like, in no way do they ever tell you to pirate it, but you can. Nintendo, close your ears. Hey, if Nintendo listen to this, we're gonna get so, because we had crazy growth out of nowhere. I don't know who's listening to this.
Yeah, hello new listener.
Our shit, our graph looks like madness. It's gone up a lot.
And I don't know how.
I hope my sailor uncle has shared it with all the, I don't know why they'd all listen.
It's just
to it.
Played on the boats.
In each room, so each is an individual download.
Oh, I would feel bad for the sailors.
I would too. I wouldn't want to hear any podcast on a boat
Yeah.
played over speakers. It's like you open a door and shut it, and you slowly hear it
And
fade out to hear it again. What?
I think about the shit we talk about.
I think we talk about family friendly. It's easy
No,
to
I just
consume.
mean it. You'd just be like maybe losing your mind
I
if you don't
mean,
care.
the yeah, if you don't care, you lose your mind. And our setup is so shit, it will probably also sound really bad on loudspeakers on a boat.
Yeah. Well, just blame it on the speakers.
Yeah, because someone, Ben was like, "You guys should just do a car episode because we have fat chats in the car."
Yeah, he said that.
And
I'm
I
like,
was
that
just
would be
immediately like, "That would
awesome.
be awesome, but it is far, but we need to worry about getting a microphone. Getting a setup for a car, next level money
Yeah,
problem."
we need a microphone, a mixer.
So if you like this and you want to hear it get even better, share it with your friends and
Send
your
us.
parents and your children.
Send money to this BSB account number right now.
You can email us and we'll sort out how you get the money to us. PrimeMeetsPod@gmail.com. And we love you because you love us.
Damn.
But if you didn't love us, I still love you. Ryan probably doesn't. Because I love everybody.
I got love for the people.
You got love for the people?
I got love for the people.
You got.
I'm a loving man.
I loaded two bullets into my mental gun. I'm not shooting them.
I gonna get shot?
No,
What's going
I was
on?
gonna say something. Something you didn't like me saying last episode. What is your album of the week this week, sir?
Mine is sorry. Well, I had this ready for last week, but we just couldn't record.
Oh, true, yeah. The album of the fortnight.
Album of Fortnite.
If it's the Taylor Swift one, that would be crazy.
Fortnite.
Fortnite. Also, I have a nightmare story for when you're done with that.
Like you had a nightmare?
No, it was the DJ situation last night. Shouldn't normally. Okay. I was told my one job, my one responsibility for this party was to bring my boom, my mega boom speaker, so we could do a boom party and link like three speakers together. I get there, and the host looks at me and is like, "So, you're the DJ, what are we playing?" I was like, "Bro, I was not told of
Bro,
this. Why? It's an 18th, it is a co-18th of two boys. Why can't they just make a shared playlist with their friends? Why?"
Yeah, what he asked, it being asked was crazy.
I was just like,
And
"Oh, cool."
I was so happy people fucked with my playlist.
Yeah, because I was like, I don't, because these people like country. I don't have a country playlist.
But I do.
Yeah, a little bit of yeehaw.
Little bit of yeehaw.
And I was just like, please be a long playlist. I look at it, it's not. So we listened to it once fully. We listened to it a second time fully with Smart Shuffle. So it added
Yeah.
new songs on. And then I just, by the end, we were just playing our own shit when like all the old people were done.
Yeah,
But,
there was,
dude.
but my album of the week,
Yes.
Malibu by Anderson Paak.
Did we talk about No Worries coming out?
No, we didn't.
Oh, no. Yeah, No Worries came out. That is a great album.
Yeah.
It is such a beautiful cover, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that is I've been the past couple weeks I've been on that Anderson Paak.
Yes, because Anderson .Paak dropped his collaboration group with Knowledge, who is very, he's very interesting to me. He has, do you know Knowledge from anything other than the No Worries thing?
I don't think so, no.
He had a really good song. I'm pretty sure it was called "Same Old Meek." I don't know if it was like a over a Meek Mill beat, but Meek Mill just claimed it. Good fucking song. I assume it was him. I don't really know all that much. I just know he Meek Mill claimed a song that's really cool, and but he's like, I don't know. A lot of his albums are like something something Meek number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I assume it's to do with him. I don't know if it's to do with Meek Mill or not. I'm not really deep into that, but he's cool. He has some like he has a song that's like gibberish. It's literally like you smashed the keyboard. That's a good
Damn.
song. Yeah, but Why Lord? I could not pick out individual songs. It is I've only listened to it as full project. Lovely.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
It hits different. I need to get more into that genre of music. The more R&B type.
What's your album?
Me, it is. It's called Dinner Party Dessert Menu. I
Damn.
literally just found it before I got here, and I've already listened to it fully 1.5 times. It is a Terrace Martin, Robert Glasper, and Ninth Wonder collaboration, and
No idea who.
any of those people.
Yeah.
Robert Glasper was on the first track of Melt My Eyes, See Your Future with Denzel Curry.
Oh, wait.
I think he did the music on it. Because I don't think he... I think he's just a musician.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
If I'm wrong, I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
Ninth Wonder is a producer. He's sick. He has a great... he's done some great work with Black Thought on Streams of Thought 1.
Yep.
I don't really know him from anything else, but I know he's, like, big in the industry.
Okay, no.
And whenever he's on the shit, it's hard.
They're not fair.
And then Terrace Martin, I think, is just... He's a singer. And okay. It's really cool. Snoop Dogg and Corday are there. Kamasi Washington.
Snoop Dogg?
He's on it. Oh, Kamasi Washington's
did
on all of it.
Somebody say...
On the
menu log.
The instrumentation. And it's so cool because Snoop Dogg does, like, the interludes. He's like, it's the dessert menu. We're back with the dinner party. Lovely. Yeah.
Good. No, fair enough. Yeah. That actually does sound interesting.
Yeah.
But I learned something last night about Mitchell.
Oh, no.
He is scared about having deep conversations.
What?
Well, we were having a deep conversation around the fire all for us, and you started jumping over the fire because you felt uncomfortable.
No, I didn't.
You said we're having too deep of a conversation.
What was the conversation about again?
We were just talking about real shit.
Yeah, but mind you, I've never done this before, but I think we were talking about... What were we fucking talking about? I feel like that matters here.
Like, we're talking about you producing beats.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
No. It got too fucking real. I don't know. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Because it wasn't... No, it wasn't deep shit. It was too personal to me. And I don't do that a lot. I do it sometimes.
You don't want to be open with us?
No, I am open, but I don't open the dam all the way.
Oh.
You get a metered flow of constant me, but you don't get all of it at once.
You've got a release.
I do! No.
Out of all the people there, it was very funny for Mitchell to do it.
My prop fell off and like went in the fire.
I thought he was about to fall in the fire, and I full like freaked out when he went to go do it a second time.
No, but the second time was clean.
Yeah, no.
The first time I stumbled a little and dropped my croc in it, but then...
Yeah, no, because you stumbled when you hit the other side of the fire.
Oh, yeah, true. I could have fallen back. Okay, I was also jerking in the morning because they restoked the fire.
Yeah,
and it was alive again. I was like, how much to dive bomb in that shit? And then you were like, oh, Mega Knight jump.
Mega Knight jump.
And then I came back to Ben later and I was like, yeah, Mega Knight jump. 600 damage you're going to do to that fire. Jump in there.
600 damage to fire pit.
Yeah. Yeah, I love talking personally, but that was too close to me.
He was just...
Fuck you! You! No. I open up all the time. Don't tell me I don't. I open up in public when strangers are around and you all tell me to shut up. And I just say things because I don't fucking care. We can get back into that if you want to get back into that. Yeah, you're squirming.
No, I'm just laughing. Ugh. No, because you just stood up and then just jumped over the fire.
Yeah, I was like, I'm checking out of this conversation. Did it work? It did. We stopped. And then we talked about
bro,
other
it's
shit.
It's okay. I'm not attacking. It's okay. It's okay.
I can't even remember. Thank
God. You've gotten so defensive.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Because you opened this with, I'm scared of talking about things.
Well.
I'm like, bro, we have a podcast.
Well.
We open up on this shit, I feel like, too much. To strangers. Because I only expected friends and random make a few. Seeing that number on the screen last week is like, we either were accidentally, someone copy-pasted the link wrong at a Chinese view-botting farm, and we just got like a couple minutes of their hard work,
yeah.
Or like somehow naturally this is, because I don't advertise this shit. It is the only thing is that it's my pinned tweet on my Twitter. No one looks at that shit anyway. My Twitter gets no flow. Not like Julian's. Julian's is ridiculous because I have the words ready. It's just crypto shilling and advertisement.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about it to me, he's like, I have more interactions than you. It's like, brother.
And the bots love that shit.
All of the... Dude, all of the interaction on the crypto thing is people who have also got stake behind it.
Mm.
It is basically insider trading.
It's just for a coin there for an hour to dump it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just... It's market manipulation. Is that okay, market manipulation?
Julian was so happy when last night when he was talking about Solana.
We're not saying it. Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say the actual thing. No free shit here.
And then Julian was like, oh, yeah, Ryan, what's Solana? Yeah, and I said what it is.
You basically said it's like Bitcoin, but a different one.
It's a different form. It's a different blockchain. And he got so happy.
He was like, "You've learned from my teaching." No, I know exactly why I said that. Because my IT boss explained it to me and finally made sense.
Yeah.
And I said that to him.
He was more mad about that than I thought he would be.
Yeah, that's why he was so happy that you learned something from his ramblings.
Very funny.
And I was just like, brother, we only talk about this shit hammered. What do you fucking want from me?
Or it's like when the Discord call it, I just muted definitely.
Yeah, but he doesn't even explain it in there. He just says all of the high level you need to know to know.
Yeah. All the, what's the word?
What is the word?
Semantics? Business.
Business. Economics.
No, like words.
Finance.
Like words.
Oh, jargon.
Jargon. I'm not wrong. It's all jargon.
No, you are right. It is all jargon. That is exactly it. Instead of me saying high tier level shit, it's one word and it explains
higher tier level shit.
Yeah, well, it is. He just says shit and I was be like, damn, that's a lot of money you're moving there, son.
I was so annoyed this morning when Corey was like, oh, you could have come up into the rooftop tent with me.
Was he being serious?
Yeah.
Was it that spacey in there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It looks like it fits one person.
No, it's like it's a little bit smaller than a queen bed.
Could you fuck in there?
Most definitely.
Sorry.
I just ripped that straight.
Yeah. Well, I woke up this morning without a blanket on the fold-out bed next to the other fold-out bed Julian was on, and I was just like, oh, it's cold, eh? And like one of the mothers walking by, I was like, shit, has it gotten in with him? And I was like, oh, that didn't even cross my mind. I'm so hetero-coded, that didn't even cross my mind.
So you know how Ben was going to sleep in the tub?
Mm-hmm. In Corey's tub under the, yeah.
His swag was too long for the tub. But he would have fit in the tub, so I don't know what
Oh, okay, you know, no. Worst case, crazy dew in the morning, and the end of it sticking out just... with the tub with water somehow.
But then he just put his swag out in the middle with no cover.
Wait, really?
Yeah, he just slept. Silly.
I also was like, do you boys want to come under the house? Because it was empty, just me and Julian.
I like sleeping out in the...
No, I get that.
It felt nice looking.
I don't
want
to wake up to like some horrible mishap done to me.
But then again, waking up at 4, that was a horrendous
thing. I
feel
bad for you guys. We went to bed around 2:30. I got up at like 7, which isn't good, but you guys...
Oh, yeah, no. I woke up at 7, but I woke up at 4.
Yeah, Ben also woke up partway through the night at 4.
I had to go shit. And then I woke up at like 7:30.
Yeah.
And the sun was bright and I'm like,
That's the issue. I hated it. I just woke up and I was like, I haven't gotten enough sleep, and it is impossible to fall back asleep when the sun is up at that property.
The nap I had before was deadly.
Yeah, I have been moving all day. I came home. I did a pseudo nap. Oh, that reminds me of something. I did a pseudo nap, which is just me lying on my tummy, listening to a podcast, and I was playing Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah.
My body's not moving. Yeah. Okay, pseudo nap. So, there is a place I go to get coffee before work because it is on the way and it's probably the best one in town and I'd like it. The barista there has got the craziest colored hair dye. Huh?
Where is it?
It's the... But the one in...
I didn't realize there's one there.
Yeah, neither did Julian. It's also a lot better
than... Oh, you're talking about the... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's also a lot better than the one you do know about because the seating is just... Like, it has an actual seating area.
Yeah.
And it isn't just like...
I love...
I hate sitting outside at the one you... Last time we went there, I got bird shit all over my jumper without noticing. Because it was on the table.
I don't mind sitting out there.
I know. It just feels like an arid desert vibe to me because the table's
in
the sun. But
we're always in shade.
Yeah, we are. But there have been times where all the shade was taken. And I will never forget them. And I'll sit there with my breakfast burrito and I'll just be suffering in the sun.
But it's like winter at the moment, so it's like not terrible.
Yeah. But I'll go there and the barista has the crazy metallic red, the piercings, the tattoos. She makes a good coffee.
She does. She makes a good coffee.
It's how the scale goes.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm waiting. And the police love going to this place.
Yeah, the police are a lot. The one I go to a lot as well.
Yeah. They just... They know. They have all the money to throw away. They know the good coffee. And I'll sit there and I always just look at them because it's fun to just observe them. Those fucking animals.
Damn.
Well, there's a reason they're called pigs. Oink, oink. Anyway. Hey. I have a lot of respect for the police because doing that job and wanting to do it's crazy.
I also have a lot of...
A lot of respect.
And a lot of dislike.
Oh, there's a lot to dislike, but I respect them a lot.
Yeah.
For trying.
I couldn't do it, so...
At least the ones in Australia do a lot better job from what I can see around the world.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And they're usually a lot more chill.
Yeah. This is from ages ago. This is just resurfaced out of, like, the concoction of my mind.
Yeah.
It's just, it's stew, bobbled up to the top. And this police guy, his offside is next to him, just, like, they're getting the coffee, and he's like, hey! And he's like giving her a bit of a go. He's like, oh, you should smile a bit more, blah, 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 blah. And then she's like, oh, but I look cool. You don't look cool like me. And I'm like, Damn. Oh, okay. And then he drops the line. There's a bit more talking. And he's like, it's to do with that pseudo dad. And she's just like, he means stepdad. But he says pseudo. And then she's like, that pseudo dad. I assume they know each other to some aspect. I think
they have to know. Because that him is to say crazy.
Because saying...
For those who could see, as when he said pseudo-dad, my eyes, like, my eyes...
Bro looked like the meme of the guy where the eyeballs look like they were about to pop out of his face.
Yeah, I was like...
Because, like, saying you're the way you are because of your stepdad is crazy to say to a
burrito. If you don't know them.
If you don't know them. But then using the word pseudo-dad...
Yeah.
Next level. And then he's just like, yeah, it is to do with the pseudo-dad. And she's just like... Fucking brushes it off and goes back to the fucking coffee machine. And I'm just like, this happened in front of me. No one else has batted an eye on this. I assume everyone else heard it. He said it kind of loud.
That's a crazy.
And I'm just like, I'm so glad that I ordered coffee after them.
Yeah.
And I got to witness that.
Yeah.
And it's negatively skewed my opinion on police more. But no, I respect the cops. Animals by Pink Floyd is also a really good... There's a...
What?
It's, so, like, Pink Floyd do this thing where they'll have a song, an album, five songs.
Yeah.
Like, Shine On You Crazy Diamond.
Yeah.
Or Wish You Were Here. Wish You Were Here. And the cool thing is, like, on Animals, the first and last track are short, the three in the middle are long.
Yeah,
and then on Wish You Were Here, the first and last are long, and the middle three are short.
Yeah,
I think it's really cool. There's a pig on the cover of Animals. It's like a pig balloon. It's flying. It's a flying pig.
It is called Animals.
It's all Animals. It's like pig on the wing, dogs, pigs are three different kinds. Sheep, pig on the wing too. That's the track list.
From Fair enough.
Top head. I'm pretty sure that's correct. Great album. I showed it to Will. Engineer at Will.
Yeah.
He listens to the stuff he grew up on from his parents. Respectable. Yeah. I give it to him, he's like, alright, thank you. He takes the phone and he presses the shuffle button and I freak out.
Yeah.
There's across the table there's a big Pink Floyd fan. Woodsy's there. He's just like, can't do that.
album is like first listen as well. Shuffling is...
Well, I assume that's all he's ever known. His shuffle playlist. I don't know if it's like fair, but like...
Who does it? Who?
Okay, for people who don't consume albums in full, I think all. Maybe? Not.
Who said yesterday?
Oh.
No, it wasn't yesterday. It was a couple of days ago. They don't make playlists. They just shuffle like songs.
And someone said that?
Yeah, and they just use like the like songs filter, or they just play their like songs.
It wasn't me.
No, and I was like, that is wild.
I can... Okay. Well, maybe they use the like songs playlist differently to me.
But you're only listening to the songs that you've liked.
Because you'll either make a salad of genres, or you only like one genre, it's all that.
No, this is different genres. You'll have an absolute brain fuck of going from like house to like...
Yeah, exactly. With the genre rock. Salad. Yeah, I don't know. I
don't know how they do it, man.
My liked is just my liked, but it's like a time capsule. It'll randomly start playing Pink Guy, and I was like, "Yeah, fuck."
Yeah, no, I would like songs, and I have like my like play. I have like my like songs there, and sometimes every now and then I hit shuffle.
Yeah, just
and
to
whatever
feel it.
appears.
Yeah,
and I'm like, "Oh my god, this was like 6 years ago."
Yeah, dude, orchestral music pops up on that shit.
Or like Eminem plays, I'm like, "Whoa."
Yeah, hey, his last single was really good, man. This upcoming album.
I've just seen Houdini everywhere. And I'm losing my mind.
Hey, no one can do it like him.
No one can. I will.
Someone was genuinely saying to me, like, yeah, dude, Houdini was sick. And I was just like, yeah, it was pretty good. I'm looking forward to the album. Like, it's a good taste.
I think you're an Eminem, if you're an Eminem fan, you like it.
No, someone was just talking to me about rap casually.
Because it's definitely a return to form. Or like a... It's a return to old Eminem, which is what people have wanted for...
Yeah.
Years.
Because, I don't know, when he raps about his real life, people don't seem to really like it that much.
No.
Which is kind of sad.
What was the album that came out a couple years ago and people...
What's the cover? It? I can tell you.
It was... It's like an American flag.
Music to be Murdered By? No. It was Curtain Call 2.
No.
It was... No, it was. No, American... Oh, Relapse. No. Yes.
No.
I know exactly...
Revival.
Fuck. I was so close. Yeah, it has Ed Sheeran on it.
Crazy.
I've only heard the Ed Sheeran song. Have you listened to it?
Yeah.
Is it that bad?
There is a song in here.
I know people don't like Kamikaze. I thought Kamikaze was pretty cool. Yeah.
I didn't mind Kamikaze.
Yeah, I know. It was strange to me.
I think Not Alike.
I can only tell you The River. I only know River off of that album. That's the Ed Sheeran one, I think.
I think the first Music to Be Murdered By was fine.
And then he did the deluxe.
And then side B, the deluxe edition was not as good.
I mean, I can't honestly say I've sat down and fully listened to an Eminem album. That's right,
Curtain Call 2 came out.
Yeah, it did. With the weird flag one, yeah. And it's a lot of remakes. Wait,
no, this is just, a bunch of old songs.
It is just a bunch of old songs. I don't know if that means he's running out of money. But, yeah, I don't think I've ever listened to a full Eminem album and been like, I loved all of that. It's always like bits and pieces off of it.
Yeah, it's definitely like,
I've been told I need to listen to the Marshall Mathers LP 1 or 2 with The House.
Yeah.
Because I've listened to that one a very long time ago, and I think that one was good.
You know what I was listening to most of today?
What?
Nintendo Smooth Jazz.
I saw Bosa. You That was part of the graveyard I walked into. The Rage VZ, it had, you were playing Elden Ring and you were listening to the smooth Nintendo Bossa thing I found.
Yeah, I needed something.
Oh, to calm down?
Yeah, to keep me grounded.
I was like, I'd listen to that playing Elden Ring. I know, but is that wrong?
Nah.
Because it's like...
It's usually people with...
It's a juxtaposition.
I love when everyone's playing Elden Ring because it's like six people in a call and it's just quiet.
And they're all trying to work their shit.
And you just hear anger.
Yes.
Like, I heard Miles get so angry today, and whenever Miles emotes dramatically in any
anything
way,
other than giggles,
is very funny.
Yeah, it is.
Like when he gets scared, that's really funny. Because he usually...
Yeah, he loves playing horror games.
He's not cold, but like when he really gets really like dramatic.
Yeah.
I find that the funniest shit. And just hear him get like legitimately angry. And just screaming.
Is it like when I get angry?
No, because you just always get angry. And you're always just loud.
No, but when I'm genuinely angry.
No, because you...
Oh, my mic probably fucks it up.
And you get like all sulky.
No. I know I'm sulking right. No.
Too.
Because I will have gotten over it, but you guys will beat the shit out of the dead horse. When it's coming to making... When I was mad an hour ago, you'll just... It just reanimates before my eyes every fucking time. No, fuck you.
Get that in the van.
You know what I fucking mean though, right? You guys don't, like, I will have actually gotten over it, but then all I get to hear for the next 4 hours is you guys chirping. And it's just like, guys, can we please move on? Fuck it, it's so annoying.
Do you want us to not?
No matter how I answer this, it's a loss. This is an entrapment. This is an entrapping question. What do you fucking mean?
It's just gaming with the boys.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You saying you wouldn't?
I don't. I keep the ball rolling. I don't beat dead horses. What do you fucking want from me?
I don't know. It's just funny.
I got really high. Fuck you. Really high pitch just then.
life's good. I've had Mitchell squirm today.
I've got you too. I don't care. Okay, no. That was it. No, okay. That was a blindside. You talking about me jumping over the fire to avoid talking about my feelings is crazy. And it was over. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, it feels good.
This feels nice for you.
Feels nice.
It's an emotion you don't get to feel much.
Oh, okay, cut.
What? Making me uncomfortable.
Oh, okay.
Not the good feeling.
I think I was like, whoa.
No, I love it. I'll say things that I don't even think are that bad into this microphone, and I'll turn over and you're like hiding.
Yeah.
It's great.
Does feel good.
Dude, me talking about talking, not caring that we're in public and just saying the things I say. Elden Ring fans, give it to me straight. Will Lud Ring? No.
Wait,
how long ago did it come out?
Came out on Friday.
Is he doing a one-shot stream
of it? Or Saturday.
Is he streaming it till he beats it?
Yeah.
He's not. Okay, so there's a streamer who likes to
I think
play Elden Ring until he beats
it. Every streamer and their mother is doing...
Yeah, so Friday. What's the day right now? Sunday?
Yeah.
Is Ludwig close to bidding? I don't think so.
I think he's asleep now. And a Yard podcast episode is playing.
I don't think he's going to be playing basketball in 12 hours.
Yeah, he's been streaming for 38 hours.
Yeah, not happening. Does the chat say where he's up to?
Did you see that the basketball video came out?
It did? It finally came out. 3 days ago?
Yeah.
Why wasn't it on my feed?
Yeah, no, I was gonna bring it to you on asking about it on Friday, but I forgot.
I didn't even...
Because it was like an hour before your birthday.
How long is the video?
Like 10, 15 minutes.
Tight. All right, well, it's also time up for us. I could keep going. I think he wants to sleep, though.
We could keep beating this dead horse.
Should we do a double up? Because... No, I have work in the morning.
I think I would shoot myself.
I mean, no one would listen to it just because it would be so long.
Do you think you would have, like, another hour in you?
We have just been tangenting. I think the last thing I planned to talk about was the music, and we did that at, like, the start. So...
What even would we talk about?
Well, now that we've said it out loud, I cannot think of anything right now, because we were about to keep going.
Yeah, we were, like... House of the Dragon Season 2. You don't watch...
I don't watch shit. You can talk. I'll listen.
It's good. I think if people enjoyed the first season, even though it was a bit... The first season was good. And I think all the actors did well, but the constant, like, time skipping was tough.
Is this a unique story outside of books? Have they cooked this themselves? Because it's a... No. Is it a prequel or an after of...
It's a prequel.
Okay.
I believe there is a book. I could be so wrong. I've read the Game of Thrones books. I haven't read... No, there is a book on this. Yeah, there is a book.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, there's a book and they've cooked.
Okay.
They've cooked with the source material.
So it isn't as bad as the last season?
No, it is definitely very good. It's probably not as good as like the first three, four seasons of Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
But that was really good. That is some of the best TV I've watched.
I only hear good things about the start of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
What is... Is there going to be another season? Or are they wrapping up?
No, there'll probably be another season.
Should I watch? It's too long. It's too late for me to get into Game of Thrones.
No,
it's too long.
Luke's almost done Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but I don't consume shit like you guys. I listen to music.
No, you can. I think you would consume it.
Dude,
I think you'd like it.
I don't know if it's my thing.
There's bits in it that makes me squirm and feel uncomfortable.
No, I know it's very gory.
It's not even the gore.
The sexy?
No, there's just stuff.
What? What?
I am really bad with TV shows.
Is it like incest mindfuck? What do you mean? It's
no, I'm really bad with like TV shows and movies if there's just like an awkward moment.
Okay.
I have to skip it.
That's how I feel when we're live and there's a pause, I feel really bad. Do you feel that? If no, fuck you. Don't not talk. The hamster running in my fucking head on his wheel, it's like the axles disappeared and we need to get it back on track.
I just start panicking for a second.
And then I'll just say anything. And I hate saying But I have a photo for you.
Okay.
I'll get a photo for
you.
Okay. This could be an album cover.
Let's go band for band.
There's a story behind this.
Okay, yeah.
So the photo I just showed Ryan is a shot. It's a blurry shot, but the focused part is like going straight down a hallway at like some fucking place, mm-hmm. right? And this was shot out the side of my car, Ben's car. I was in the passenger seat. We were behind a car at the lights that... I just knocked like 10 clipper heads and a towel off the... Whoa. Was that you last night? You got cum in your eye.
No, that was a couple weeks ago.
It's sleep. It isn't cum. It's the... What is it called, actually? I felt like it was sleep.
Yeah, I call it sleep.
It's the schmegma your eye makes when you sleep real good.
I had my eye was tired. It was like, for context, my eye was tired and it was like all red.
What is it?
And I woke up in the morning and I like sleep in like one corner. It wasn't pink
eye. Yeah, his eye was red. It looked like cum.
It wasn't pink eye. It wasn't conjunctivitis.
His just eyes were fucked up. When he was doing the rapid eye movement in his sleep, he like rolled into his fucking pillow. It was when the
Destiny DLC came out.
Oh, and it was to do with getting not much sleep at all. Your sleep schedule was munted.
It was fucked.
And he would just casually be like, hey guys, I haven't blah blah blah, I haven't slept very well. And then he will tell us his sleep schedule for the Destiny DLC drop. I understand it. Like, I'm not going to judge you. It was just crazy.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I haven't gamed like that in a while.
Yeah. Good thing you haven't. Your body's not happy about it.
No, it was not.
You're still recovering now.
I'm fine now, but yeah. Holy shit. That night where I had to go into work after like sleeping for like 3 hours was hell.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, we pulled up at the lights and Ben was like, ah, stickers. And I look and there's like a bunch of stickers on this car in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
It said, fuck vegans, fuck COVID in like different ones, fuck you, and fuck, I can't remember the last one. But it was like not a good thing you want on the back of your car.
Yeah.
And then under like the badge on the side where it says like what the car is, it says like fuck that as well. And it had just like Queenslander on the back. And I was like, I don't want you in our party, bro. Oh, and I'm just sitting there. It was so bad. We were just looking at it. It had, instead of the letter U, it had like a guy's face. So it's like someone's merch, I think. I think it's that bearded Australian guy. I think. It could just be another guy that looks like that.
Isaac.
Could be Isaac. I can't picture him selling something like that, but I know he swears a lot.
Did he not get in trouble for it recently?
For that stuff?
Nah, something.
Yeah, fuck vegans, fuck COVID, fuck you, fuck something. Yeah. Something bad, something inflammatory. And it was so bad, me and Ben just sat there in silence. It was the opposite of looking at something nicely. I said the word when I was at the time. And I was trying to, he turned off into the shops and I was trying to get a photo and I shot it a second too early and I got that beautiful hallway image.
Okay, so that makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
And I just, it was the opposite of looking at something in awe. It was... He was like, it's gawking, and I was just like, it's judging.
It's like the back of that car, of the truck I took a photo of in America. That had like the MAGA stickers and like Second Amendment stickers and...
That shit's going crazy. I don't want to get too political.
Yeah.
But did you see, what's that, Tucker Carlson?
Carlson, yeah.
His tweet about it?
No.
You can find it. I don't know how recent it is. It's a little old. But he effectively is like... This judgment has like, it like the fairness of the justice system is no longer a thing.
Yeah.
And it took, crazy thing to type. I don't know how far you have to go on Tucker Carlson's Twitter to find it. Oh, X, the everything app. I hate when I press the Grok button, and it's like I don't pay for Twitter, so it's just me pressing a button to get an ad.
Yeah.
But can you find it?
I forgot I was searching up for a second.
Tucker Carlson. I don't know if he goes by that name online. I assume he does.
He does.
It would be bad SEO if he doesn't.
So what am I looking for?
Tucker Carlson. Here, I'll just steer. Pass me that. I'll find it. Yeah, this.
Oh, it is what?
It is that one. I don't want to give this guy a platform, but this is one of the things that make me dislike America. It makes people like this that exist. And he has an audience and he has, what's the word? Influence over the people that listen to him. And it's so fucking crazy. I just... Oh. It makes me sad. Another thing that ruined my day. Well, in the car, it was just me and Ben, right?
Yeah.
And he tells me about, we were both looking behind us at this person who was just like on their phone and like taking snaps at the lights. And they started like so late when the thing went green. Thank God we weren't behind them. We'd be mad.
I'm going down a hole.
Of the Tucker Carlson thing?
Of the replies.
It is a beautiful American loving, whoa. Okay, well, I'm not going to say any of that out loud, but... and he tells me that he has seen with his eyeballs in real life in our town someone driving, one hand on the wheel, one hand on their phone with the TikTok actively consuming the TikTok right next to the wheel. And I'm like, you've ruined my day hearing this. This doesn't make me happy at all. I hate this. Bro, I just... Later on in the day, I was like... joking about how I'm like... mad at everyone. And then he's like, you're mad at me? And I'm like, no, you're not included in the everyone. It's like... just like some people. Anyway, he was basically... I don't know. This is going nowhere. This is just me remembering a conversation I've had earlier today. And I'm talking too much about it. I feel like you're getting sucked into a black hole over there.
Oh, it's like just not make it's bad.
Because I know it's bad. That's why I refuse to look at it. I was listening to a podcast. This is some like human centipede shit. And they read this thing out loud on their shit. And it was just like, yikes. That's why that guy isn't on CNN anymore. He got too rad. He got too cool. And I don't understand how my mum sits down and watches American news, because it's like it's American news. She just likes it because it is literally like a stage play.
I'm gonna have a fucking seizure in that.
Where like instead of throwing tomatoes on like the audience is throwing shit under the.
It
fucking
is crazy
stage.
How a country can be so divided.
I think from the, not to get political, from the ground up, America's birth as a country, it was flawed from the start. A lot of countries were flawed from the start. Ours was.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what happens when your country is born out of conquistador.
And the British.
Oh, not conquistador. Yeah, the British, or just any type of, a power comes through, wipes the slate clean, and it's a new country now.
Yeah.
Because a lot of places were pretty fucking peaceful until a bunch of greedy cunts pulled up.
Yeah.
And started saying they owned shit because it's the first time they saw it.
It was pretty nice.
Yeah. And there's only a couple solutions.
The life was good.
My solution is to ignore it because it's across the ocean.
Yeah.
And well, we're too connected nowadays. And now the fact that I know it exists, I still want to go. You know me, I love seeing shitholes. I love seeing horrible. I don't know how to save me.
Nah, you put yourself in this. I'm not throwing the right.
I don't mean assholes when I say shitholes. I just like seeing horrible things. In terms of
America,
like,
America is still sick.
I know. I want to go down the streets I shouldn't go down. I want to see crazy shit.
I hope you get shot.
I will get shot. So I can't wait to go to America.
But if when
I've already completed all of my life goals. I want to see it. I want to see it all, man. I just want to see it. I don't want to partake in anything I see. I just want to see it. I just want a documentary IRL. I want to see it with my eyes. Don't you get it? Don't you understand?
No, I don't understand.
Do you not get...
Because after seeing it, I don't want to see it again.
Great. You're coming with me. No. You and Ben. Because Ben also hated everything that wasn't New York and Las Vegas.
Yeah, so, Ben's...
I feel like
Ben's
he did it.
Ben's saying if you're going to America and you're not going to New York, it's not worth going to.
I could. That's like only half correct. I want to go to New York. But like, yeah. There's so much more of America I want to see.
I prefer the natural beauty of America.
Yeah.
Because goddamn.
It is big and it covers, it's diverse.
Is it beautiful?
Yeah. It is. Who's just doing hikes? Why don't I just do hikes?
Yeah.
And then, while, I'll just disappear for a week to go see everything. Whoa.
Yeah, so you know how I said we'll record for another hour?
You don't want to
anymore. I might shoot myself.
Why?
Oh, I'm just
tired.
Oh, yeah, and I'm just out. I'm out of
yeah,
juice.
Yeah, I've noticed. I feel like I've had a lot of the airwaves on this one.
Yeah.
I could go run another 8 fucking Ks. How long is a marathon?
42 Ks.
Never mind.
Yeah, it's a lot of Ks.
How long is an American marathon? It's probably shorter.
It's the same distance.
I like how the only place Americans fold on their stupid measuring system is on marathons. They don't count them in miles. They say it in kilometers.
Really? Because every time I've heard Americans say it, they say it in miles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was just hoping there was
how
a little
many miles
bit of,
is it? It's 20.
It's not a clean number.
Yeah, it's a point something.
Yeah. Okay, maybe I was greedy and I was just in my heart of hearts hoping that there was like a little bit of common sense. There's just not.
There's not.
Anyway. I feel like this was a good episode. What do you think?
I enjoyed it. I'm just seeing how many miles is a marathon.
42. It would be like 19 or something.
26.219.
I don't care that I got that wrong. If anything, it means I have a healthy brain. I don't know how the fucking
imperial system
works.
A shit measurement system.
Dude, an inch. Did you know an inch is 3 dried barley seeds lengthways?
Yeah.
You know all barley seeds ever are the exact same size?
Are they?
No, that's the joke.
I was like, or it's like 1 foot and you measure it with your foot. It's like...
Imagine.
You put my foot next to a fucking infant.
Dude, I imagine...
The 3 foot is 1 foot.
Yeah. So if you live in a poor, drought-stricken neighborhood...
1 foot, 2 foot, 3 foot, four
an
foot.
Inch would be like this big because your barley seeds are non-existent. Same for the feet. If you don't have good food... malnourished, your feet are small. You're building houses all weird if you're measuring it in those feet. Like, what are we doing here? That's... What are we fucking doing here?
It's such a weird...
And imagine being a kid growing up. It's like, oh, a foot is 12 inches. Why is it mine?
And every time you see the funny meme, where it's like, what the fuck is a kilometer? It's like, you measure with a shitty system. That doesn't make sense.
Anyway... It's like, hey, when the rest
of the world uses a...
I mean, Britain uses miles, but at least they figured it out, and they also use the correct one as well over there.
Yeah.
They also use stone. I think stone is the only cool, weird measurement. Yeah. Stone is the only one I give the pass, because it's so stupid.
Well, I don't mind pounds.
Pounds?
Yeah.
No.
Alright.
If I have to times my shit by 2.202, fuck it. Go away. All right,
well, this has been a good...
You're trying to end it. I want to keep talking. Let me keep going.
I'll just lock you in here. I'll play Eldrig in the other corner and you sit here and just record by yourself.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't think... we'll probably be back next week.
We hope.
Last 2 weeks was just kind of busy as fuck for me.
Yeah.
And you as well, I assume. Because we couldn't find time together.
Yeah.
Love you. Ooh. Listener listening right now, you made it this... Love you. All right, 20 more minutes. Let's go.